Right, even there as well.
We need Bobby, man. We need Bobby. Bobby's not here, man.
You'll never walk.
Trust me.
Alone.
Walk
Bass, on. Man.
Walk on.
With you guys hope. Really thought you was going to win Carabao Cup.
In your heart. And you'll never win the cup. You'll never win the cup.
14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Hey, what's happening, people? It's another episode of the Bench Podcast.
Yes,
if
man.
You didn't already clock, Bobby is not about.
Of course.
He's out, he's out in Wembley drowning his tears, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought he could skip the pod today. Do you get me? Try and be part of the Carabao Cup final
he's
action.
He's there and he's watching.
Bro, he's in Wembley. Big arches. He's there, bro. Drowning his sorrows. So I'm taking over. It's your boy Charles. I'm here on the ones and twos. I'm DJing today. I got my boy Jengi alongside with me. What's happening, Jengi?
We're live. Hate Watch is,
come on, man.
Live and direct right now.
Hey, the Hate Watch is healthy right now. Yeah, everybody in good spirits. Good. I got my boy T off cameras. Oh, T, what you telling me, man?
Good evening.
That's a
very posh voice, lad.
Come on, man. We're not playing today. Yeah.
Bit proper.
I'm still recovering from yesterday, man.
What was going on yesterday?
Where did you go?
I had a motive. What are you saying? You had a motive.
Trust me.
Just club. You know.
Jeez. Oh, you went to the okay.
Yeah. Like, T's outside.
Yeah, to be fair, the trim is still there as well, so it makes sense.
T's outside. It's not even summer just and T's still outside. Yeah, trust me.
You're calm, man. Yeah. You're good.
Them words.
What was your move saying, Charles?
Yeah, where did you go, man?
Fam, fantastical, man. I went Fort Park. Shout out to One Way. Shout out to We Love Aura. Both of those companies there did a little collaboration thing for a little event in Fort Park.
Culture.
Lit, bro. Lit. Good drinks.
Good question for you, yeah. How many rides did you even go on?
How many rides?
Yeah.
Ooh, I went on the detonator.
Probably the most easiest ride, isn't it? Because the queue's not really.
Yeah, bro. The thing is with everything, there was not even a mad queue like that.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, bro. Obviously,
people are just like vibing.
Literally, bro. So, like, obviously, you've seen the videos that I sent in the group and that there was bare people, but for all the rides, bro, 5 minutes max, and you're getting on the ride. Honestly.
You're lying.
Honestly, bro. I went on detonator. I went on Nemesis twice. I went on Saw. I went on Hyperia.
You went on Bear Rides.
Damn, I can't lie. I'm a thrill seeker. I'm a roller coaster man still.
Did you go on, is it Stealth? Stealth?
They locked off Stealth.
That's still locked?
That was the only
last time I went there, it was locked off as well. Yeah, like, it weren't working.
That's the one that was locked off.
Bro, everyone must be saying, bro.
Some technical difficulties. I don't think
I'm going to go in it when it comes back. It's been locked off for too long now.
I don't know about the safety on that one.
Yeah. Also, you went on a couple of rides then.
Yeah,
that's
fam.
That's decent, man.
Yeah, we was active, man. We was active. Got some good film content with my boy Joel there.
Nice.
Shout out to Joel. Shout out to Linda. Shout out to all the people that we've seen inside. There's bare people there. Everyone from flipping Nella Rose to JB.
How greedy.
Yeah, bro. There was media people there like that, bro. Bear
man.
Shout out Milan as well. I see Milan there as well. Bear man. Everyone inside, man.
Yeah, boy, influencer. Okay, cool.
Trust me. Yeah, good vibes, man. Good drink. Do you know what? I didn't even drink bears.
I was going to say, yeah, because can you even take alcohol in there?
Unless
you do one of those, you know what I'm saying?
They had bars there, innit? They had a little Calypso bar by the Danky Sounds sound system.
Oh, Danky Sounds were there?
Yeah. They was there. They had a little sound system set up there. But that wasn't the main stage that you saw that I put in the group.
Oh, okay.
That was like the little warm-up bit by the Calypso bar. So yeah, they had a bar there that was set up. Can't lie, the staff behind the bar, slow, tortoise. 0.5 miles an hour, bro.
Yeah, you don't like
all in the queue, stand in the queue for like half an hour, bro, just for one drink, fam. Pathetic,
yeah,
bro.
It's crazy.
I can't even get lit, bro. I have to get to the bar and order four drinks at once, hold them all like that if I want to get lit, bro.
No,
them
true.
Ones. You have to double park, bro. Like that.
Sound like a good day. Sound like it was a good day, man.
Trust me.
And the weather weren't too bad.
Yeah, it was decent. It was sunny all day. So yeah, man. Shout out to them, man. The next motive, man's there, fam. Man's
swear.
There. Shout out Joe for the pattern as well. Man's there, fam. We all need to go, man. We need to do like a bench. We need to do like a bench motive, fam. We need to roll out, bro.
I would actually pull up.
Go to one of
I know,
them teams.
I know Reese's done something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer. So.
That's what T was just telling me now. T was like, yo,
I wanted to go today, you know, but I don't know why I didn't go.
Fam, to be honest, yeah. So I was at that motive having fun. Sounds like all the Liverpool players were out there at that motive having fun as well, not concentrating, having too many drinks and that, because they didn't perform on today, man. Flipping now, Carabao Cup final, Newcastle 2-1 winners in the end. Quick question for you, Jengi, just a quick one.
Yeah.
When was the last time Newcastle won a trophy? What year?
I don't think they've won a trophy.
1955.
Chai! That's just 1 year before my parents were even born.
That's what I'm saying. Well, our parents
weren't even born.
This is a grandma, this is grandma, granddad era.
Bro, 1955.
Bro, me and T was watching like towards the end. Some of the names that they were reeling off of some of the people from Newcastle that have won trophies before, we ain't never heard of these men in our lives, bro. Ancient man. Ancient folklore man. You know them, man?
Braveheart days. That's crazy.
But yeah, man.
Shout out to Newcastle, though, man.
Following Liverpool's collapse out of the Champions League in the week on penalties at PSG, gets, you know, these things
coming for them still.
Bro, that's literally what I said to T earlier. Tough week. These things come in twos, man.
And it's so crazy because before that, they're probably in contention for a triple. It's looking like a single.
This is what Bobby was on.
Because Arsenal, 9 points, man. I'm not going to lie, all we need is a loss and a draw, you know?
Are we a million miles away?
I'm not going to lie, we're not so far behind them anymore. You know? I'll be so real, we're not far behind them anymore.
It's true, man, it's true.
But before, he was looking a bit peep. Was it 15?
It was like 15 at one point.
Yeah, it was looking a bit peep. All we need is a loss and a draw.
We need is this collapse to keep collapsing. Yeah, for real. And the building just needs to keep falling down.
Arsenal 4 points behind Liverpool now. People going to start waking up.
Me personally, I don't know. I feel like they might be a bit too far. But catastrophic week for Liverpool. Yeah. At the beginning of the week, they might be talking about, listen, you know what? Treble's on. Yeah, we could beat PSG, Newcastle. Yeah, Arsenal are gone. In a matter of 4 or 5 days, bang, bang, out of 2 cup tournaments, just like that.
Bang, bang, he shot me.
Bang, bang. Remember that one on
Is that Adele? Is that Adele?
Nah, that's a...
Jesse J, yeah? I
think so. Jesse J? That's an old school one.
Oh, it's an old school
one. He shot me down, I hit the ground. That's an old school J. Come on, man. Culture that here, fam. Come on, man. It's not just Arsenal that I know. But yeah, man. Dan Byrne, the boy from Newcastle.
He's a big, you know.
Bro.
Yo, when I saw the guy, I said, nah, this guy's huge.
I went to go watch Newcastle West Ham last week. I seen him live. Bro.
How tall is he? Like 6'5"?
He's a good 6'5", 6'6", maybe.
And he's wide as well,
like,
man.
The man there, I seen, there was a free kick that was about to get pumped into the West Ham box. The man there towering over everyone, head and shoulders, bro. Big guy.
Sometimes you just got to go back to route one.
You see how far his header was as well? His header was like a good 12 yards out.
Two players, get in the box.
Just went boom just into the bottom corner. And then Alexander Isak, the match winner, man, early in the second half.
Direct sporting director, Arteta.
Somebody.
Chairman, CEO, somebody.
Anybody.
Isak Summer.
We need to secure that signature, I'm not going to lie.
We need to secure that. 100%. Even if it's going to cost us arm, leg, it's going to cost us the C Terrence. The B turns of Arsenal Stadium. We need to date, bro. We need Isak in summer. I can't lie. We need him, bro.
Cancel that stadium. Expansion from 60 to 80 that they're planning. Yeah. And put that P down for the striker.
Bro.
Both the goals either side of halftime were devastating for Liverpool. Joyous for Newcastle and their fans. I seen Ant and Dec. I seen the camera pan to Ant and Dec. Bare times.
Are they from the Toon side?
Geordie boys, man. Okay. Geordie boys.
Hey, Geordie.
Come on, man.
Let me not deviate. I'm going to start talking about Geordie Shaw now.
man. And then obviously Liverpool, after about 5 or 6 substitutions, went into about 8 minutes added time at the end of the 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Chiesa coming on as a late substitute, slotted one in. Left it a little bit of a frantic finish, a little bit of a tense one at the end. Obviously, there was a VAR check as ordered, which took a couple of minutes. So after the 98 minutes, the referee had to account for that and add a couple more minutes. So we're talking going into like 102 minutes.
Real final, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So real tense stuff. And just Liverpool just weren't at the races, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Salah.
Oh my gosh.
I know
what's coming already.
Listen, Salah was in the Nuno Mendes penitentiary in the week.
Yeah.
And he got transferred from that jail to the Livermento penitentiary, fam. Every left back is just locking my man up, keeping him in jail, just transferring Salah from wing to wing.
So what you're saying, like, big game, Salah's. Salah's missing big games.
For Liverpool, these are the two biggest games of their season.
Like, yeah, for real.
And he's pulled up a stinker in both of them. And
I think it was a massive game.
And I'd say maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Salah being the front runner. And I think rightly so. Let's have it right. Obviously, Salah this season.
Yeah, he was front runner still, but I'm hearing Rafinha and he's not a player. Rafinha and someone else. Dembele.
Yeah, I mean, Salah obviously 27 goals, 17 assists in the league.
God, that's crazy, though.
He's got two goals. He's got two added goals in the Carabao Cup. So that's 29 all competitions. And then three in the Champions League with four assists. So that's 32 goals all competitions. And then like 21 assists or something like that if I add up the Carabao. Yeah. So with those stats, with Liverpool being so far ahead in the Premier League, like a week or two ago, rightly so, he was a front runner for Ballon d'Or. But after these two big games for Liverpool, the PSG one, but in fact, both legs, I'd say, against PSG, because he didn't impress in either. And then this one here in this final, like, it's just come up short, unfortunately. And if you want to be winning the Ballon d'Or, if you want to secure that, these big games are where you're going to have to really put your audition forward for that trophy if you're really serious about it.
Do you think it's hard for him though? Because, you know, obviously we all know Salah's having like a brilliant season right now.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like sometimes some teams, they set out to stop him from playing? And then Salah's the type of player that you see when he's met with adversity, he doesn't, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't go above it. Like, it's just, cool, let me just bake off then. Let me just do my bit. Let me just make sure I get my passes and have a normal game or shy away or something like that.
Yeah.
So do you think is harder for him in terms of like when there's a game plan against him, like, yo, you're not doing nothing, like we're doubling up on you.
So I'm actually of the opinion that Gakpo, who had an injury recently and who's been having a good season for Liverpool, and where obviously Salah's been scoring a lot of goals, somebody like Gakpo can add to it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you take some bit of the pressure.
Do you know what I understand? Carry some of the weight of you know what Liverpool's higher mission is.
Yeah.
And I think the goals have just dried up. I think Gakpo being injured and coming out of the squad has hurt them a little bit. Jota's been off form the last couple of games.
Yeah, man, it's in and out.
Diaz has been lively and he's been trying to do things, but I think for him the goals haven't been there recently, anyways. So it's obviously that all kind of equals an over reliance on Salah, and if Salah's not scoring every week, which more time you can count on him to do, but on these occasions that he doesn't, there's no goals anywhere else, then you're gonna notice, and Liverpool are gonna end up struggling.
Salah, man.
Obviously, Trent, I think, was a big miss. Gerald Quansah playing at right back for this game. You had Kelleher in goal instead of Alisson. Obviously, Alisson, one of the best keepers in the world.
It's like a team game, you know. Mm-hmm. You wanna have, like, if you've been using a keeper throughout the tournament, you know, you want
to
continue. But obviously, it's a final, like, don't you think you should always, like, put your best team?
I mean, normally I would think that.
Yeah.
I get why
they do that though, for like loyalty type thing.
Just respected Kelleher's team, because I think, you know, normally if it's league, if it's Champions League, he's not get, as long yeah, as yeah, Alisson's yeah. fit, he's not getting playing. A game. So
for, yeah, you know, actually, it does kind of make yeah. Just
them ones there. I guess, you know, as part of his contract, you know, they offer him a certain amount of minutes and they say, this is where we're going to give you the minutes.
Those minutes.
Then at the same time, yeah, if it's in a final, maybe sometimes it might come across your head that, yo, maybe I have to just go with my best team and just make sure that I win this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, they went with Kelleher. I don't think that Alisson was in the squad at all. Oh, no, Alisson was on a substitutes bench. He was on a substitutes bench. Somebody told me that he wasn't in the squad at all. I was like, huh? What's going on? But yeah, he was a sub. But yeah, I guess, you know, they kind of
stuck with Kelleher. Yeah.
Kept loyal to Kelleher and kept him in. But yeah, unfortunately, he couldn't keep out Dan Byrne or Alexander Isak. So,
yeah, because that header was, like you said, the header
it was
from
far,
away, man.
Bro.
You still got time to react.
From far. And, but well, I think, to be honest, I mean, obviously, there's you could critique Kelleher there, but Liverpool were moving like vampires, bro. They're moving like atheists, bro. Not trying to deal with any crosses. Not trying to see no crosses at all, bro.
Hey, imagine you're at Chris and you're like, oh, hey, yo, Marky, number five.
Fam.
And number five is looking like that. So hey. Like, I ain't trying to mark him still.
You're all getting neck pain looking at my man and that. Nah.
Nah, it's long. I can't lie.
They couldn't,
sometimes, yeah.
They couldn't deal with Newcastle. Newcastle, as well as being a team that have some good technicians, you know, your Tonalis, your Bruno Guimaraes, your Alexander Isaks, they're a very physical team from back to front, man. Very, very, very high intensity team in the physicality aspect. And then, yeah, they have that little bit of quality from certain players that counts, like Isak.
They
need to come, bro. I see Joe Linton celebrating tackles like he scored a 30 yard banger. You know them ones, G'ing up the crowd and all them things there.
I hear it, man. It's the occasion, isn't it? They're playing today.
It's a final, man. Like I said, 1955.
I don't think, have them men touched final before?
Joe Linton
and Bruno.
Probably 2 years ago against Man United.
But then obviously Rashford
got the better of them that day. But yeah, man, they got their get back. They got back to the final, and the big day out in Wembley for the Geordies has ended in a successful 2-1 victory to them boys.
Good,
if you lot are walking the streets of London, just be careful because them Geordie boys are on the rampage, man. They're not going back to work until like Tuesday, Wednesday. It's peak. It's peak.
For real. I'm trying to go back to Newcastle right now.
Elsewhere, man, let's move to the Premier League then. Obviously, the first title in England has been settled. Congratulations to Newcastle United once again from all of us here at Benched Podcast Studios. Let's move to the Premier League, though. Let's go on today. I've just had the notification on my phone that Man United are 1-0 up against Leicester. Rasmus Højlund has scored in the 28th minute, so it's 1-0 over there.
Højlund, you know. Bro, I didn't even know he scores goals.
Leicester are meaty, though, so fam, if he's going to score against
it would be... 28 minutes. ended up probably like, it's 2-1 to Leicester.
You know them ones there, so hey, hold tight. But yeah, it's 1-0 Man United for now, but let's move over to... Let's stay in London, man. There was a game at Wembley. There was a game in North. There was a game in West. So let's stay in Wembley today, man. Let's move to North. Arsenal versus Chelsea. You're going to have to pick up the mic on this one because I was out. Shout out my boy Elijah. Happy birthday to him. Tottenham fan as well. Tottenham are shit. They lost 2-0 today. But yeah, obviously, I was out all day. I didn't see the game, innit? I could only see a little bit of the Newcastle-Liverpool game when it went on. But yeah, 1-0 Arsenal, man. They beat Chelsea. First time, well, not first time, sorry. They haven't lost to Chelsea for about 7 games now, home and away. Yeah, that's about 3.5 years. So, you know, it's nice, man. It's nice. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? See, when, obviously, I was after the Champions League and I was like, yeah, we got Chelsea in the weekend. I was like, I'm not even worried. Like, I actually wasn't worried. I was just like, bro, like, I feel like we can get something out of it.
So I'm saying, such is the current form, man. Yeah, haven't lost to Chelsea in about 7 games. So yeah, it's nice, man. It's nice to just assert some dominance. And yeah,
there was one time, bro, Chelsea.
Yeah, they was little boy in us. There was little boy in us for a while. That Drogba Lampard kind of era, that Emirates era that we entered. Yeah, they were moving to us regularly. But now the tables have turned.
Bro, I think we killed them. All right, not killed them, but. They dominated. Really didn't. Yeah, we dominated pretty much most of the game, to be honest. They only started to get back into it a little bit later in the game, but really just looked like a game of
it's a comfortable game. Is it one of those games where like nothing much, like it was controlled, like we like nothing's really gonna come from Chelsea.
Bro, I'd say it was a game of two teams that were playing with no strikers.
Yeah, I heard a lot of the commentators talking about that a lot.
Obviously, Chelsea were without Nicholas Jackson.
Nicholas Jackson?
They were without Cole Palmer as well. No karma. Yeah, apparently out due to illness.
Nah, he's in vibes, bro.
Trust me. He's in vibes. Planning that next trip to JA with vibes, you know. But yeah, I've still yet to see Cole Palmer at the Emirates. Funny enough, never seen him play Arsenal away.
I swear.
Never seen him play there at the Emirates, bro. I ain't seen him. Have you seen him? I ain't seen him.
Man, he's not in it. according to Ole Inna said Arsenal's one of the hardest teams to play in the
you seen that? You seen that little interview with Cams and them man there? Yeah, man. Shout out Mikel Merino, match winner. Eh?
Again.
Merino.
What are you saying, striker?
More goals than
a striker.
More goals than Doku, more goals than Neto, more goals than Garnacho, Nkunku, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Mohamed Kudus.
No way.
More goals than what's his name? Joshua Zirkzee. More goals than Richarlison. More goals than Hoyland, even though Hoyland scored today.
Yeah.
More goals than all of them, man. There.
Those and a lot of those players you mentioned are strikers.
And this is emergency number nine.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Havertz is emergency nine. This is emergency. Nine, this is code red number nine.
Code red. You see when they say what was it in South America? If I was gonna say like code four or code sign.
Fam,
you know,
last resort. You know them ones.
Yeah, it's last resort.
Can like, anybody play up front? Marino, yeah, I can play. No problem. Fam,
that's mad.
Match winner, fam. And fam, shout out to the guy. Obviously, he's not a striker. Obviously, but Arsenal have those attacking problems that we've had all season that we haven't addressed. But listen, I can't hate on the guy for doing his thing. He's come on. He was the match winner away at Leicester. He scored a big goal against Brentford away. Yep. He scored here today, the match winner against Chelsea. Exactly. Scored an important goal against Liverpool when we drew with him at home earlier on in the season, even though he was playing in midfield. Yeah. But he's come in and, you know, whether we think he's the best midfielder or not, or the best available midfielder that we could have got, or whether we think that he's, whether, you know, Arsenal fans even rate him or not, he's doing his thing, man. And this isn't even necessarily the job that
we want him to do,
that he was signed to do. Yeah, so shout out him, man. He's doing his thing and he's holding it down, man.
Do you know one thing that's a bit of a, that's becoming a pet peeve?
Go on.
Unfortunately, Rice and his set pieces from corners. What's going on? I thought he was good.
I tell you what, we scored from a set piece today,
bro. It wasn't from his side though, was it?
Odegaard, in it.
Yeah, bro. This is what I'm saying. He used to be good. What's happened?
Fam, don't worry about that. Set piece FCR back. It can come from whatever side you want, bro. They were talking about some, Arsenal, the dark arts are gone. Oh, Arsenal haven't scored from a set piece in 9 games. We just had to say, let's fix that real quick.
Bro, I think he needs to do some extra work on those still.
Let's just remind everyone that we've still got that string to our bow. But to be honest, obviously, you know, if you're the... It's like anything, bro. If you're the top team at something, if you're at the top stat... when it comes to something, on aspect of the game, goals scored, points, whether you win the league all the time like Man City or not, you then become the benchmark. So everybody now sort of tweaks their thing to say, oh, how can we stop them? What little things can we do? Oh, can we leave free up? Oh, can we defend them a little bit better? Can we block off their start? Do you understand? When we become the benchmark with that set-piece goal stats, everybody looks at that, especially when they play us, and go, all right, cool, how can we stop them? How can we mess with them a little bit? Mm. So it's up to us to keep evolving and just to keep finding new ways to keep doing our thing. And yeah, man, keep it going. Hopefully keep top of that stat. Set piece FC, we back. We've risen it again, man. 1-0 to the Arsenal. Another clean sheet. Yeah, exactly. Best defensive record in the league. And yeah, listen, I like this team, man. Even though we're without all of our strikers, I like the fact that, you know, in the last 6-7 weeks, we can beat Man City 5-1. We can go to PSV and beat them 7-1. And then we can come here and beat Chelsea 1-0. We can go away to Nottingham Forest and keep a clean sheet. Do you know what I mean? So I like these things. I like the fact that there's range in this team. And I like the fact that whatever the opposition, whatever the circumstance, we can find a way to keep ourselves competitive in the games. Even if we don't win every game, we keep ourselves competitive and give ourselves a good chance.
Something we lacked.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of time ago.
All of these get, and it's against Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? It was against Chelsea all them years ago when they kept little boying us. we were rightly so as criticised for just being too soft.
Too soft, yeah.
Not ever being able to win a game 1-0. Not ever being able to be defensively. Do you understand? So shout out to Arteta and shout out to the boys, man. 1-0 to the Arsenal. You know the rest.
I've got a question for you, man, actually.
Go on.
Would you think about, obviously, Martinelli being back and they just put Ethan back on the bench?
I think that Ethan, since Martinelli and since Saka has been out, Ethan's had to put a lot of minutes in. And I think that even though he's shown his quality, I still think at this early stage in his career, you do have to manage his minutes somewhat. As much as we all love him and he's our Haaland boy and he's showing like mad tech and he's showing that, yeah, he could be one of our best technical players, I still think that you have to show a little bit of... like you have to, you know, our parents just stop you doing certain things, certain times. Just chill out, just bake off. Don't do too much. Do you understand? So I feel like it's one of them ones where it's like, yo, Ethan, you're doing your thing, but just bake off just a little bit. We have to protect you and just, you know, make sure that we spread the minutes out between everybody. Martinelli's coming back now, so he's gonna take minutes off Wanyeri. Like it's you know, that's not really a question. I think it will help him. I think obviously when both of them boys went out, Martinelli and Saka, Wanyeri was putting in their minutes. Remember Brighton away, he got injured.
Yeah.
Obviously he's young, so those kind of injuries he can shake off pretty quickly, but I wouldn't want him at this early stage in his career putting in loads of minutes covering for Martinelli and Saka to get injured again, and all of a sudden he hits 21, 22 and he's kind of injury prone. Do you know what I mean? So
it's like a risk, isn't it? It's like a risk, you know what, you're playing well. Let's continue playing you. And hope you don't get injured in it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Arteta had been criticised a lot for not rotating and not resting players and not spreading the minutes out. Yeah. So for him to be doing that now, I don't think we can complain that he didn't do it before and then when he does it, complain again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? that was the answer to your question, T.
What about that youth from Barca?
Oh, Yamal?
Yeah, what about that youth?
He's got
about him?
You don't need rest. He just plays. He's ready to go.
If they sub him off, who do they bring on?
I don't know.
There you go.
No. They can bring on someone decent, though.
They'll bring on something from La Masia, like, you know.
Wait, Omo or...
They got
decent players that they could potentially bring on.
Yeah, they got that youth.
But I know you're saying is
that,
yeah. Like,
that's the only one that comes to mind, though. I can't lie.
What, Yamal?
Omo, yeah.
And he's not even a wide man like that. Yeah. But yeah, they'll probably rise up somewhere from La Masia. You know that academy there is crazy, fam.
Like, get what you're saying, players. Though. I think I'm 50-50 with it. I'm like, if he's playing well, continue to play him, because it's like a confidence thing as well. It's like, yeah, I'm playing well, I'm doing my thing, carry on playing. But then it also is tricky because you have to manage it as well. It's like, yo, you have to kind of protect you, but we need to play you because we don't want you to get injured. And then you're now out for a long time, and then it starts to affect your career as you go on. And then, yeah. So
the fact that we've got Martinelli back, the fact that we've got one of our attackers back is good for me. And it's a good headache.
First 11 is on it. So
trust. It's a good headache for Arteta to have. So I'm on board with that. Fulham 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
The London boys, man.
Can you imagine? The Innit boys.
My boys.
Smith Rowe. Yeah, it will be. Just reminding them Tottenham boys that you'll always be little bro.
That's crazy.
You'll always be secondary. Even Fulham are crashing it on you now.
Was that a home game for Fulham, yeah?
Fulham at home. Rodrigo Muniz and Ryan Sessegnon, one of Tottenham's old boys.
Oh.
One of the Tottenham old boys coming back to rise it.
Like that? Why is it always when you play against your old team, you want to come and then score goals a lot?
I heard he scored a banger as well.
Bro, ball went over the top. And I can't lie, it was childish defending from Ben Davies. He ragdolled him. And then, the ball kind of just fit. Like, they were jockeying for it, like, between each other. It was really, really messy. But then when, like, the ball fell to him in, like, a nice little spot, he got his right foot shot off and it curled around the keeper. It was a great finish. But, like, the attack, when you see it, it was nasty, bro. It was messy defending. Very, very bad. Horrible stuff from Tottenham as they've been all year. They sit 13th in the league. I think with Man United winning if Man United beat Leicester City They will go, it's coming up to half time in that game. They'll go above Tottenham, 13th, with Tottenham slipping to 14th. And yeah, Tottenham 3 points behind Man United. Man United, if it finishes like this, Man United will finish on 37 points. Tottenham on 34 after 29 games.
That's crazy, man.
Nasty stuff.
What is going on?
To answer your question, Jengi, them things about coming back to rise it against your former team.
Yeah.
I think for the, like, you know, certain man, like it just gives you extra motivation on that day. When you see that game, oh, I'm playing them after they sold, man. Today
is the day, bro.
I'm moving mad.
Cause I know Sterling used to always play, like when he left Man City for Chelsea, he used to always, I was like, bro, for Chelsea, you didn't kill him, but now you're playing against, like, no more against Chelsea, then can I play against Man City? I'm seeing you turning up, your rinsing Kyle Walker. I'm thinking, rah.
Sometimes it happens the other way, man. Like, obviously, before that, he left Liverpool to go to Man City and he would never bag against Liverpool.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Never bag. So sometimes it happens the other way. But yeah, man, obviously, if you support a certain team as a youngster, like Ollie Watkins supports Arsenal.
Yeah.
He's an Arsenal fan, he's well known.
Deep too, bro.
Slaps us every time he plays us. Slaps it every time, bro.
Fam, Sterling's played for top four teams, fam.
No, them ones.
I'm just deep in the CV. No, that's crazy.
Liverpool, City, Arsenal, Chelsea.
CV wise, that's crazy. That's mad.
Mazza from Chelsea Academy as well.
His career started. I thought it was Liverpool.
Northwest, innit?
No, it started at QPR.
I think his brother's there. I think either his brother or him were at Chelsea at one point, and then
there's no brother here that bangs ball.
And then, Liverpool, and then City, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Yeah, his CV is mad.
Madness, isn't it?
Coming like, what's that guy for Munich? Coleman. Coleman's CV is mad.
Man said Juve, Bayern, PSG, everybody.
Has he got a champ?
He has.
He's got a champ.
Bayern Munich. Yeah. He balled in the final. Heady One's got that bar in it. Ball when it mattered, like Kingsley Coleman.
Oh yeah, he scored. He's got the winner.
Man,
like Kingsley, you know.
Shout out Heady One with the football bars. One of the kings when it comes to the football bars, man.
Kind of like, we gotta give props to
Strapsy.
Strapsy.
Kia Keys got a couple bars. Okay. Kia Keys got a couple. I think Tef's got a couple football bars as well, man. Come on, man.
Young Tef. I remember that Man United. Was that Man United freestyle he done? Old Trafford freestyle, something like that. Yeah, he was getting in still.
Shout out the man then with the football bars there, man.
For real.
We salute you lot. City.
Chai.
Tipa the Aka in the group.
But Aka, yeah?
City done him.
All of his other ones
banged. And he said, Man City to beat Brighton. Yeah, quick one. Nope.
No parlay.
Nope.
Headless. How much did you put in? 10 or 20?
It was like 250.
Eh? 250 what?
250. No. £2.50. Sorry.
Oh. £250.
It would have got me 100 though.
Do you understand? Bro. Fam, you can flip the Aka. Little one like that.
Sorry. 250 would have got you 100.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Do you get me? A quick bills. Yeah.
I won't forget that Champions League one. I thought I was going to make it. I only put in £1, but what? I put like £2. But if you saw the return.
Next year we're running it back.
Weekly, every game week we're running it back.
Eight chances.
I don't normally do the bad things that haram in it. You know what I'm saying?
Stuff for land.
But yeah, I can't lie. That one I'm have to come out again and
other words. But fam, City. What can we say, man?
It's a terrible season for them.
Unreal, bro. Unreal.
And it's mad because I remember at the start of the season, I was like, oh, this might be another season where it might be like Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal. But I don't know who's going to win, but maybe Man City will be top. Then Liverpool and Arsenal will probably be struggling for a second. Now, like, it's Liverpool, Arsenal that are kind of fighting. Obviously, Liverpool are kind of, you know, spearheading it, but...
Liverpool are... So, at the minute, Liverpool are on 70 points. Arsenal are on 50. This is 29 games played. Everyone's played. Arsenal are 12 points off Liverpool on 58 points. Man City are 10 points off Arsenal. So Man City are 22 points off Liverpool after 29 games played. They're That's 22 wild. Points.
Even mathematically, they can't even...
9, so there's 9 more games. 9 times 3 is 27. They could, but Liverpool would literally have to lose every game from now to the end of the season.
And that is not happening.
If Liverpool win like 2 more games, then there's no way that City mathematically can win the league. Something like
crazy.
That.
Crazy. Man City.
And Newcastle are just 1 point below Man City in 6th place on 47 points. And because of this Carabao Cup, they've obviously played 28 games, not 29. So if Newcastle win their game in hand, City are looking at 6th. And even
that top five race is looking nice, spicy.
Think it's been confirmed that there's 5 positions for Champions League. But yeah, City are in danger of making that.
Does it work when like an English team gets to the final and then like to the knockout stages?
Those will add, those points will add to your coefficient and whatnot. So yeah, man, City 5th place, but below Chelsea, below Forest, 10 points below Arsenal, 1 point above Newcastle with them having a game in hand over City. So it's a bad season, man.
What's your top 5?
My top 5.
I think it's
going to be how it is. I still think City will get top 5, but I think Liverpool, Arsenal, Forest, Chelsea and City I think will make top 5. I think so, man.
Yeah, that's it's a decent one.
Because Ipswich, because Forest are taking it there, bro.
Yeah,
Went to Ipswich 4-2. Yeah? Anthony Elanga, brace. 2 of them. Obviously Ipswich, see you later. Listen,
Bobby, when you edit, about 20 bonds. I've already got my eye on it. I want half chicken. Garlic bread with cheese. And Perry chips. Good to go.
And a glass for water. And then
Come on, man. Glass of water, then you put the Fanta, you wash it again, get another glass of water, you put ice cream in it. Come on, man, we leave.
You know the finesse. Forest, man. This is why I said that Arsenal beating Chelsea was important. Mandatory, had to happen. I weren't trying to hear about no Arsenal-Chelsea draw. I weren't trying to hear I weren't trying to hear none of that. Because Forest are winning again. And at the start of play today, they were 1 point off Arsenal. Obviously, Arsenal winning has them 4 points off. But Forest are in a nice little spot right now.
I can't lie, they're breathing down our necks, bro. Yo, we're here, you know.
But they're in that nice little spot in third where they're 4 points off Arsenal, but they're 5 points ahead of Chelsea in fourth.
I think I could see them getting top 5, but obviously Chelsea, I don't know.
There are some difficulties in their running. First, they have Man United at home, they have Villa away, they've got Tottenham away, they've got Brentford at home, and last game of the season is Nottingham Forest Chelsea.
Ooh, that might.
So of those 9 games, those are about 4 or 5 that I just read out. So there are some tricky ones. You know, you got Palace away, West Ham away. Do you know what I mean? No Bournemouth, but yeah, there are, and they're still in the FA Cup. So you know, they might don't want to spread yourself too thin and leave yourself falling out. But bro, I think we've all been sort of waiting for Nottingham Forest to fade, Eventually it's going to happen. They're still here, bro. Moving stubborn like Leicester did when they won the league. Just not going away. So shout out to Nottingham Forest, man. Champions League could be coming your way next year. Imagine that.
I actually think they'll get champ. Boy. Even if they finish 5th.
Yeah, I think they'll get champ. I've got them in my top 5.
You have.
So yeah, shout out Forest, man. Everton versus West Ham, that finished 1-1. Everton climb all the way to 14th, but with Man United winning their game, they're going to drop back 1 to 15th. But I think they're you know.
Just out of curiosity, where's West Ham at the moment?
West Ham are 16th.
Oh my goodness.
So this game was 15th against 16th.
Come on, East London, man. You meant to be for East London boys.
West Ham, one of my West Ham boys has said that, that we've been having a terrible season and, things are just not.
But you see West Ham, they I don't know how they do it, but they always manage to get decent players, though.
Yeah, they do.
What is it? What do you think they say to these players to say, "Yo, come to West Ham"? Because I'm deep in it. Think about the past players they've had. They've had a Tevez. I saw a Tevez one time.
Tevez, Mascherano. That was a dodgy deal, though.
How did they get those two? Then they got Payet.
It was a dodgy deal. Yeah, Dimitri Payet.
Now you got Paqueta, and then you got Kudus as well. Mm. Yo, how are they getting these type of players?
Trust me.
Bro, they had Anderson as well from Napoli.
Oh, yeah. Yep. How?
That didn't work out, but damn. They got, what's his name
they
as
bought,
well?
They bought Skamaka for Skamaka. Big money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it didn't work out. They bought Fulkrug as well. Mm-hmm. That hasn't worked out.
I don't know why they bought
Nah, he's still there, though. He's injured, I swear.
I don't know why they're working out, bro.
I don't know why he even came to the Premier League.
It's just not happening. Hey, bro, he had that Euros and, you know,
literally,
he scored a one goal. Everyone went, oh.
He guessed me as well. I was thinking, right, he's a baller.
Everyone said, raw, Fulkrug. And then he's come to England.
Yo, the pace.
A man should have stayed in Dortmund. He would have been playing Champions League all now, bro.
He's on FIFA. He's red.
54.
Yeah, he's 54. He's not even amber or green. He's red.
That's a pace. 54, you know. Yeah. Southampton lost 2-1 at home to Wolves. Strand Larsson with a brace there, sinking Southampton further. Southampton are now on 12 Premier League losses in a row.
Them are going back to where they came from, and respectfully. But they got one youth that plays midfield. It's decent, but I don't think no team's going to pick him up.
Is that Dibbling?
Yeah.
I think potentially. I think maybe he's good enough to stay in this league, but then, like,
I don't think no one's going to take. I don't know, man. I see him going back to Southampton and ripping up in the champ and maybe coming
I think
back
maybe
again.
He should and yeah and come back because he's still young, he's still got time, bro. If it looks like Southampton could be good enough to come back up, I think maybe he should stay there, rip it up in the champ and then come back up a little bit more mature, a little bit older, and then yeah, you still got
are
time.
I don't know. Are you have you been watching champ recently or anything like that?
Yeah, bro.
Are there any teams that's like that got relegated that are coming straight back up? Like
Who's in the chat? So top three are Leeds, but Leeds are top of the league. Yeah. Sheffield United that went down.
United, yeah.
Yeah, Sheffield United, they're both on 80 points. And
Say
then
the
but
again?
They're both on 80 points after 38 games.
Yo.
Leeds are on 80 points, Sheffield United are on 80 points, Burnley.
That's a lot of points, bro.
Burnley are on 78 points. Burnley. Burnley, by the way, 11 goals conceded in the league. 11 in the league conceded.
That is mad.
Mental. Mourinho, Chelsea.
Yeah, I can't lie. That's
Tony.
That's,
Tony Adams and Steve Bould.
That's great stats.
Who's the gaffer?
Who's it?
Scott Parker.
You're lying. Scott Parker.
He's cold, man. I like Scott Parker, man.
Bro, I think Tom Cleverley's Watford's manager, bro.
Yeah, Watford.
Tom Cleverley.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
He's been there for a bit still.
He's been there for a bit. I swear.
They like him. They like. I got a couple Watford fans at work, a couple colleagues, and yeah, they like him.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, man. I didn't even know he was their manager.
Yeah, he's there, bro.
Yeah, do you know what it is? I think we're getting to the stage where, like, we're seeing a lot of past players managing.
Fam, Carrick is at Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Mm. Rooney was at Preston. Lampard is at Coventry. Scott Parker's at Burnley.
It's kind of nice to see, man. Past players, man.
All the man them are gaffers,
like,
now.
The Leverkusen and Munich match, and then you see Company against
Company and Xabi Alonso. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the training videos. The past.
You seen him pinging balls, daisy cutters.
Oh my gosh,
daisy cutters.
Bro, he could still play, bro.
Yeah, for real.
He could still play. I can't lie.
Obviously, Arteta, Gaffer.
Yeah, for real.
Fabregas is at Como.
Ah, who's at Como right now? Dele
Alli, he got sent off in his first game back.
Can you imagine?
For raking down Ruben Loftus-Cheek's leg.
Yeah, have you seen the messages?
Couple messages between a minute.
Sorry, yeah.
Boy. Listen,
I was blowing.
Ali, get yourself back in form, my boy. And then Bournemouth, who have been, you know, one of the form teams in the league. Something of a shock loss away to Brentford. Yeah. Something of a shock. But yeah, man, Brentford, Wissa and Norgaard with the goals there for Brentford, stealing some points
Brentford
for them.
Are
and
doing all right, keeping Brentford, yeah, Tony.
They're keeping right, Brentford man. In and around. I mean, Brentford are 11th right now. I don't think they're sort of on the outskirts of this European chase.
I respectfully, them are not getting
on the outskirts. They're 3 points below Bournemouth, and Bournemouth are 10th on 44 points, and they're like the last ones in that chase. But then, from 44 points, Bournemouth, 48 points, like I said, is Man City in fifth.
So it's, yeah, so
49
it's
points
not,
is Chelsea
not,
in fourth.
Too far. They're not too far off.
And all of these, man, there's 9 games left. If they keep beating each other up, you know, maybe a team like Brentford or Bournemouth could get a sniff of some European action, man. But yeah, they keep their dream alive, beating Bournemouth 2-1 away. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, half time right now, in the last game of the week, Leicester versus Man United, and it's currently 1-0 to Man United.
They'll probably come away with a victory.
Shout out to them as well. They've done their thing in the week. They crashed it on Real Sociedad. Tottenham obviously went through as well. Arsenal went through.
One person crashed it.
Yeah, Bruno.
Mate.
Bro, I can't lie. He needs to get into the season, man.
Yeah, he needs to cut his losses, man.
But where, though? That's the only thing. I don't know where.
Go abroad, man.
What country?
Italy.
For Inter, AC, Fiorentina.
I think Inter got too many, like...
Oh, yeah. It'll be
I think they got too many. They got man like Barella, Çalhanoğlu, Mkhitaryan. Like, there's a couple man that are kind of similar profile to him that are already there.
Maybe a Napoli, no?
Napoli, potentially. Juve. I'm just trying to think of teams that might have money in it. Juve, yeah. The Milan teams have money. I know the Milan teams have money. Maybe a resurgence for AC or something. Sure. Juve or AC, maybe. One of them ones. Wouldn't mind it. And yeah, that's our Premier League roundup, man. That's our Premier League roundup. That's our Carabao Cup shout. Once again, shout out to Newcastle. Unlucky, yeah, Bob,
shout
mate.
Out to Newcastle, man.
I hope it's not too cold out there, Bob. Out there working and that. Mm?
That train journey home for him, yeah, long day.
But imagine that.
The Geordies are about, you know. You best keep your head down, you know.
But imagine that. Like, you've just seen your team get slapped and now you have to work to talk about the slappage.
Do you understand? Damn. You have to edit videos and that.
Reaction, isn't it?
Damn.
What, is he actually doing a reaction himself, or is he going to record someone else?
Probably recording other people, editing, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, he's got to hold it. He's got to firm it.
And he's got to get the good parts in, you know.
You got to get the goals. you got to see your man make mistakes. You got to see Konate get dragged off after an hour. You got to see these things, Bob. Huh? Yeah, you got to see
tough,
them.
That's tough.
Liverpool.
That's tough.
Yeah, we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to talk some Zaha. We're going to talk some England as well, boys. Stay right there. And girls, stay right there, man.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right. Listen, I'm off Liverpool now. Yeah?
Not too, man.
You lot, you held your L. That's it. It's fine. We're not going to talk about you lot no more, man.
We don't even care, I'll be real.
Trust me. We weren't involved. We beat Chelsea. We good. All right. Well, listen, guys, you're back around. It's the second half of the Bench Podcast. We're gonna talk about some other stuff going on now. We've covered all the Premier League games, like I said. Yep. We've covered the Carabao Cup final. Yep. Congratulations to Newcastle, Anton Deck, Alan Shearer, all the Geordies.
Yeah. Hey, that's a...
Come on, man.
Anton Deck,
you know.
Formidable duo, bro.
Trust me.
Two-man
step, if I ever seen one, hey, in my life.
That should even be...
Yeah.
You know what? I might even have to use that, put it on Insta.
Bro, Ant and Dec.
Reference them when I say
Dick and Dom. Remember them, man? Mm?
The infamous two-mans.
Keenan and Kel.
Keenan...
Mm. You understand?
Hey, handshake to yeah.
You understand?
And Drake and Josh.
Spud. Yeah,
you get me?
S-Pod.
Come on, man.
He was... What? Can we go cartoons? What? Phineas and Ferb?
Ooh, Phineas and Ferb. Taking it there, huh?
Bruh.
It's not a two-man step, but there's three of them, fam. Yeah, Ed, and Eddie, fam.
Oh, yeah, Ed and Eddie.
There's three of them,
trio.
Though.
Yeah, for real.
but, man. Taking it there, you know? We respect the Ant and Dex. We respect the two-man steps, man.
Dick and Dom.
Wissern and Bueno and them thing there, bro. Kane and Son and them thing there, bro.
Kane and Son?
Two-man step, for real. Let's respect it. Yeah. Two-man step.
For real.
So, yeah, while we're on the subject of some of these ballers, man, I came across something while I was scrolling Twitter that was very interesting. I put it in the group and we had to arouse some conversation about it. Mm. I thought, you know what? Let's put it on the mics, man. Let's bring it to the Bench Podcast so you lot can hear it, man. It's the boy Wilf. Wilf. I think he's in America now, you know.
Yeah, he's in America.
Is he playing for, like, Charlotte or something like that?
Yeah, he is.
One of them teams there. Yeah. Obviously, his spell over in Galatasaray didn't really work out for him best.
Bro, I've been told a lot of stories about Turkey in terms of football players. They don't pay
a bit of
man.
Bit of a fuckery.
Yeah, it's a myth, man.
Little bit of a fuckery. There's been a lot of stories. Yeah, you're right still. So, yeah, obviously he hasn't had the best of times there. And I don't think maybe the offer might have been there to come back to the Premier League, but I don't think he took it. So he's gone to America, man. He's gone to America to go and play some MLS ball.
Nice weather.
Get me out there in Charlotte doing his thing. Hornets. You can go see LaMelo every now and again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
quick link up, man. Have they got any? Have they got any NFL teams in North Carolina? Carolina Panthers. Do you get me?
Yeah, you're queued up still. God damn.
Come on, man. So you can go out there and do your thing, man. Shout out Zaha, but he was on Snap. They say Zaha's a bit of a moaner.
Yeah, he's a moaner.
There has been talk about that. You know, he's a bit of a moaner. Maybe you'd say, you know, he's got very high standards of certain things, and so, you know, he's very opinionated and he has to. But yeah, some people say it's moaning.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm just saying what I've heard, innit.
Yeah.
So my man said on Snap the other day, and I quote, yeah, I'm not trying to mess any of this up. He said, "Just got to make this clear. ... Just because you haven't been fortunate to play for top clubs doesn't mean you're not a top player. So please, I'm just a baller and always will be. ... So don't put me in streets will never forget baller." Doesn't want to be in that category, ladies and gentlemen. "I may not have won much in football, but that doesn't define my talent. And real ballers know ballers, not the badge you wear."
Damn, who's he sending shots for, man?
I mean, I guess, you know,
what are you saying? What do you think?
The boy's online. Obviously, he hears all of these talk. You know, the term "streets won't forget baller" is a term that's regularly used in football. I think even some of the top pundits are very aware of those kind of phrases. "Streets won't forget," and you know, Zaha, he's in that category with the Adele Taraps of the world. You know, these kind of people that we often say are the type of "streets won't forget" type of ballers. Now, with Zaha's statements here, right, saying that "I'm just a baller and always will be. Real ballers know ballers. Don't put me in a streets won't forget type of baller." Obviously, it looks to me like he feels as though him being considered a streets won't forget baller is offensive.
Yeah, like you've had a bad career.
Do we think that there's any kind of credibility, or can we understand where he's coming from, where he feels like, you know, it's a bit offensive to just have him down as a streets won't forget type of baller? And he also makes the point in his little Snap statement that he hasn't won much in football, and he thinks that maybe that's why people look at that and think, oh, we just put him in streets won't forget, and we just don't put him in like a, I don't know, Premier League legend kind of status.
I mean, that obviously has a part to play, because like, if you're not winning anything, then how are some people going to remember you by? But I'm not gonna lie, Zaha, your streets won't forget, respectfully. Like, because when I think about Zaha, yeah, Zaha obviously done his thing at Crystal Palace.
Yep.
Bro, that's it. Like, he went to Man United, obviously it didn't really work out at Man United. Came back to Palace.
Situation.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of situations there. Allegedly things were being said. Mm. But yeah, came back to Palace, done his thing, went Galatasaray. I don't think it really worked out. Now he's in the States. I'm not going to lie, for me personally, I think it's a streets won't forget. In terms of the level of streets won't forget, he's probably like at the top, if there ever was a level of streets, because he's probably thinking, bro, you're putting me in the same bracket as man like Adel Tarek. Like Adel Tarek, he's probably selling turkey and Turkish in the kebab shop or something.
Bro, he's still kicking ball, bro. He's still kicking.
But yeah, I'm not going to lie, his streets won't forget, man. Respectfully.
Yeah. Is there any way that we could argue that? Actually, no. Let me not do that one. Are there people? Would you say, guys, in terms of streets won't forget?
Yeah.
Because me personally, I always thought of that as a compliment to a player.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment as well, because it's like, we're not gonna forget about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're someone that had the impact in the football game.
Do you know what I'm saying? Despite not winning multiple trophies and rare. Are there any players that have won multiple trophies that are also streets won't forget? Because this is where there could be a little bit of a...
Aren't. Who?
I'm trying to think.
Bro, there isn't. You can't be in that category. Even with Zaha, I don't think...
Nicolas Anelka?
But he was a baller, though. I don't think
Anelka's in that street.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in that.
How much more of a baller is he than Wilfried Zaha?
Bro, look at the teams that he played for. Look at the trophies. He's a baller.
I mean, to be fair,
streets won't forget.
Let's be fair to Zaha.
Yeah.
He could have gone to Arsenal.
Yeah.
there was the whole thing, we chose Pepe instead. That was possible. He could have, he actually went to Man United. Obviously, things didn't work out, and these things happen in certain players' career, but it doesn't stop you from being a baller. Somebody like Juan Pablo? Verón. Remember Juan Verón? Baller at Lazio, was part of them winning the treble. Came to Man United for 2 years, nothing. Went to Inter Milan, doing his thing there. Obviously, the Man United spell kind of diminishes him a little bit, but it doesn't mean that he wasn't a baller. It doesn't mean he didn't do his thing in Lazio. Didn't mean that he didn't go back to Inter Milan and do his thing type thing. So, is there any other players that, you know, that won a load of stuff that might be streets won't forget type of ballers? Trezeguet's a good shout. And he's won stuff in his career, I'm pretty sure.
Well, he was a baller, though. Look at the teams that he played for.
Pavel Nedved?
Nah, you can't put Nedved there. He's a Ballon d'Or winner, bro.
Yeah, Ballon d'Or, we can't put Nedved there.
Michael Owen?
No. No. The reason why I say no is just because the amount of goals he scored. And I'm sure he broke a record for England as well in terms of the age he came onto for the team.
I think one of the youngest scorers for England at the time. Ballon d'Or winner as a teenager.
Yeah. So, nah. Michael is definitely not Chiefs.
Andy Cole?
Nah, Andy Cole definitely.
I think he's disrespected, bro, to be honest.
Yeah, he needs more credibility.
I think he's disrespected.
Facts.
I'm trying to think of a streets one forget. What, in the Prem?
And then maybe conversely, can you be a Premier League legend and not necessarily have won, like, multiple Premier League titles, like Steven Gerrard?
Yeah, Jamie Carragher. Who else? Yeah, there's a couple, man.
So if they've not necessarily... if they've not necessarily won, like...
So you say Carragher's a Prem legend?
Premier Leagues and all of these things there. I think
he'd be considered one, yeah.
Lower level, but yeah, I think maybe Premier League legend status.
Jamie Carragher, you know.
I mean, I hear the Prem thing, but when you see the appearances, obviously Liverpool are one of the top teams in the country, so I guess you kind of have to... put him in there.
The thing is with Zaha, like, that he's probably the best player for the Premier League for Crystal Palace ever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think his level has ever not been good enough to play for one of the top teams.
You could have easily.
This is what I'm thinking. And I think if we're all of the idea that he easily could have played for one of the top teams, but just because of circumstances or whatever, he decided to be like a one-club man, obviously until he went to Galatasaray, could he not be considered?
You know? Do you know what it is? Because I'm thinking about it, because when I think of Zaha, I just think of, baller that played for Crystal Palace, done his thing at Palace, like, it was fading in Crystal Palace. But like, other than that, there's nothing else. So I'm just thinking, like, bro, like, he's one of them players that, we can't forget Zaha. Like, Zaha was, you know what I'm saying? He's done the tricks, the everything. I feel like he's at the top. Like, he's probably at, like, one of the people at the top.
First ballot Hall of Fame, streets won't forget.
Well, you'd say Michi's a streets won't forget, nah?
100%.
He was a one-season wonder, bro. 100%. Zaha did it over multiple years.
He's like he's probably like a lower
2-0
level
United.
Or mid level or something, is it?
Yeah, 2-0.
Okay, United. What about this guy? I think he won a prem. The striker. He was at Swansea, black guy. What's his name? African player.
Wilfred Bony.
Yeah, Wilfred Bony. Would you say the streets won't forget or nah? He don't make the category at all.
He could be streets won't forget. And I think,
did he win the Prem?
Maybe it's City. I'll have to double check that now.
I think he might have got one Prem title there.
Keep going. I'll try and confirm that.
Bony.
Yeah, nah, he was.
I got one for you while I'm trying to find Wilfred Bony. Gianfranco Zola.
He was a baller, though.
Nah, he's not streets on forget. Nah.
He was a baller, man.
He was a baller, man.
And he's got trophies to back it up, no?
Yeah, for real.
Didn't they pay big money for him as well?
Do you know what it is? I think...
Wilfred Bony's never won the Premier League.
Oh, okay.
Oh, rah.
Yeah, so he could potentially... But actually, I can't lie. He's not... She's on forget still. Bony.
Question for all the people them out there. Right? is there a player, or can you name a player that has won multiple trophies?
Yeah, and Streets Won't Forget.
That can also be considered a Streets Won't Forget player. Let us know.
Hazard.
Eden Hazard is one of the best players ever in the Premier League.
Nah, I'm playing, man.
Ever. He's actually Eden so Hazard. Cold. He's peak. Is Joe Cole a Streets Won't Forget baller?
No. Yes.
Or is he above that?
No, he's Streets Won't Forget.
What?
See, no, that's two. Not. That's two Premier Leagues right there, and we have a difference
actually,
of opinion.
I lied. Yeah.
Bro, Joe Cole was a baller, fam.
Delete.
He was a baller.
I just clicked. Yeah, sir.
Young baller.
I heard something cold. I think I heard.
You thought you heard Carlton Cole, innit?
Yeah, so I think I heard something else. Even him, he's not Streets Won't Forget. He's not Streets Won't Forget.
Will the Streets not forget Scott Parker?
He's like, ooh, I said.
That's a baller. I like Scott Parker. Yeah. And he's got trophies as well, by the way.
Because you know, I'm trying to think of like who's like a benchmark in terms of like, okay, this guy's Streets Won't Forget. So players like him are in this bracket. Like, would you say Charisma's a Streets Won't Forget?
100%. That Trevella, that outside the foot.
So, you know, patented. I think with the Streets Won't Forget, I think it's more the impact that they had on the football. Like, what did they bring? Like, what are they known for? If that makes sense. Like you said, like, Charisma with the, what do you call it?
Trevella.
You got Payet. Payet is the Streets Won't Forget, bro. Payet came, he was banging free kicks left, right and centre for fun.
One season of insanity for West Ham. Insanity.
Well, even when he went back to France, he was still killing.
I saw him doing his thing at Marseille as well. Yeah, man, I feel like it's just like is the impact the player has in the game and what they're remembered for. Because like Tarapt, everyone known him for the showboating, everything like that.
Yeah, true.
Benarfa for the showboating as well.
I thought it was an interesting topic, gents. To bring up. And yeah, I wonder if people can think of players that maybe that have won multiple trophies are Streets Won't Forget players. And maybe conversely, players that have not necessarily won a lot but can also be considered Premier League legends. It'd be kind of interesting to see if people can come up with some names. It's hard to do it off the top of your head right here. Although we did reel off a couple names, to be fair. Let's move on to England, man. England have got some internationals coming up. Let me just have a look for England right now, because you know Thomas Tuchel has announced this week his first.
Do you think there was some question? I think there was one or two questionable picks. I'm not gonna lie.
We're about to get on to that. So obviously, England play Albania at home on the 21st of March, which. Is that next week? 5 days' time, so that should be Friday, and then Friday, and then I'm pretty sure is it the Monday after that, the Monday or the Tuesday, England at home against Latvia. So home games against Albania and Latvia in this international break.
Okay, so it's at Wembley.
Yes. Yeah. So
sorry to cut you, Charles.
Go on.
Are you going to be watching any one of those games?
Yes.
Really?
Because I'm a co-host of a football podcast and I have an obligation to watch as much football as I can
That's a media trained answer, you know.
You understand?
Shout out to you, bro.
You understand?
I'm not watching us play Latvia, bro. That's not happening, bro. I'm not doing that.
Do you know what it was? I'll fully, unless I'm doing babes on Friday night.
I might go to Wembley, see if I can catch an Albanian. because
you see the Albanian?
Yeah, I know.
Listen, that's great football.
Yeah, great.
That is great. That's top level stupendous football, you know. Listen, stupendo.
Yeah, I might have to go down.
Get some content.
Get some content.
Come on, the humanes and that. Come on, man. So yeah, England squad has been announced, people. Let's go through it. Goalkeepers: Dean Henderson, Jordan Pickford, Aaron Ramsdale, James Trafford. Defenders now. Dan Byrne, scored a goal today, cup final, Dan Byrne. Yeah, you know. 9 fingers, 6'9", yeah, the man there. Levi Colwill, Mark Gehi.
What did you just say?
Nine fingers, man. Oh, no, Google it, it's fine.
He's got nine fingers.
Levi Colwill.
Yeah, I think so.
Mark Gehi, he's getting his phone out. Reece James, Ezri Konsa, Miles Lewis Skelly. Yeah.
Big boy.
Lewis Belly.
Let's do that.
Lewis Smelly.
First caller.
Lewis Telly. Yeah.
Sana should have got the core. He's the
player. Tino Livramento, Jarrell Konsa, Kyle Walker. Midfielders, Jude Bellingham, Eberechi Eze, Jordan Henderson, Curtis Jones, Cole Palmer, Declan Rice, Morgan Rogers. Forwards, Jared Bowen, Phil Foden, Anthony Gordon, Harry Kane, Marcus Rashida. Marcus Rashford. And Dominic Solanke. Guys, let's go through the defenders first of all.
Wait, did you say Jordan Henderson?
Jordan Henderson.
Yeah. Jordan Henderson got a
Do you want to start there? Do you want to start with Jordan Henderson?
Who's he play for?
Ajax. Top of the league.
Top of the league.
Having a laugh. Top of the league. And okay. Having a laugh.
He came out. That came out of nowhere.
Okay.
Okay, so
he knows him. He knows him on a personal level. Still, that's his boy, 100%. Because when I saw that, I was like, "Bro, Henderson." Yeah.
Damn.
I have a question when it comes to not necessarily Jordan Henderson, but it's what your eyes can see and what your eyes can't see. So, do you think that some of these players that get announced for the England squad, because they're out of sight, playing in Holland, playing in Germany, playing in Italy, playing in Spain, do we not get, because we don't see them every week, we don't get the kind of coverage that they do in the Prem, do you think sometimes that might get lost, where you might argue that might be the case with somebody like Jordan Henderson this year?
Yeah, because obviously...
Because who's been watching Ajax? Let's be real.
No one's been watching that.
You know?
So it could be Dana's thing, but it's just random, innit?
You don't have that problem.
I mean, who does he play for? Who does Jude Bellingham play for? You know? So, look, I would say of Jordan Henderson, if you want me to comment on that, I don't expect him to play.
No.
I'm actually not sure I expect him to play.
He could actually play. Like, he could actually start.
He could start.
Like, put him as the what's the word I'm looking for?
Like a double spine. Six, yeah. In the middle of the park, yeah. I mean, obviously, we play Latvia and Albania. It's not like we play top level opposition.
Yeah.
I do think that because this is, this will be my man's first camp, Thomas Tuchel. I do think there is an element of not necessarily needing to put your best team out right now because we're not in tournament mode because it's not the summer or anything like that. And I do think he will see value in the information that somebody like Jordan Henderson can give him coming into the England camp.
Oh, so you're saying it's more...
It's a behind-the-scenes thing, the know-how, who's who.
What did they used to do before?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know my man. I've never managed him.
What's he saying? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so I think for that, it's more of an elder statesman.
You know, in
the NBA, you need vets. Udonis Haslem and them, man. Like, you know, Morris.
I manage for you.
Do you get me? The Morris twins, Marcus and Markeith. Like,
yeah, no,
you need certain elder statesmen that have knowledge of how things are done in England at St. George's.
Yeah.
Has information that maybe the manager might not even have on certain players, and then you can from there make your decision, like decide how you want to manage that player. So mm-hmm. I think Jordan Henderson is just there for information.
I said yeah. So basically, you're on the squad just for information. Yeah, you might not play. You might play. You might get a little 15 minutes here and there.
That's what I would say. Who else? Shout out to Miles Lewis-Skelly. Obviously, first call up for England.
Yeah, so the controversy was, in my group chat, they were saying, why didn't the Tottenham fullback, what's his name?
Jed Spence.
Yeah, why didn't they pick Jed Spence?
See, Jed Spence, I think, has been...
It's been kind of decent.
He's been very good. And to be fair, I think with the left-back thing, I think if Lewis Hall for Newcastle didn't have a season-ending injury, I think he's out for the season.
Yeah.
I think it probably would have been him and Skelly for the left-back role. I do think that Jed Spence has been in good enough form where he should definitely be considered for a call-up. But probably as a right-back. I don't think I would have him as a left-back, even though he's shown that he can play there. I'd probably have him as a right-back. And at right-back, we have Kyle Walker, we have Reece James, we have Tino Livramento. If Trent...
Why do they always do this though? They always bring so many right backs, so many fullbacks.
I mean, you need fullbacks, I guess.
No, for real, you do. But sometimes you just bring
And we have a, we have like this generation that we have, and also we're even forgetting about Trent, who unfortunately got injured in the week at PSG, but we have a little bit of an embarrassment of riches at the right back spot. I do think I'm in agreement, though. I think that Jed Spence is probably unlucky to have not seen some first team action. Fam. And I think Henderson's just an information guy.
Bro, do you know what I'd add with the Jed Spence thing as well? Mm-hmm. I think he definitely has played well in left back, but bro, like, you're playing for Tottenham at left back and you, man, are on the second page. Skelly's 18. Okay. Bro, we bought Calafiori to play left back. And he's just bounced out of nowhere at 18 and he can already go straight into the midfield. And he can already, like, bro, he's ready to go.
Fair enough.
Speak. Dominic Solanke got the nod over Ollie Watkins. Are we happy with that? Is that an eyebrow raiser? Crazy. I know Ollie Watkins hasn't necessarily been in the best of form recently. So maybe you can kind of see. But then has Solanke really been in the best of form? Not too sure about that one.
That's a sour taste. Is that sour taste in the mouth? Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, I think so. For Ollie Watkins especially, I'd definitely...
His mum's going to go imagine. Thomas Tuchel, be careful. He's going to go on a TikTok and, yo.
Yeah, man.
My son.
How many?
Must be crazy.
How many games has Solanke missed for Tottenham this season to be getting picked anyway?
How many goals has he even scored for Tottenham?
A fair few, but I think he's just come back into the team now. Just come back into it. So
has he even touched more than 10 goals this season?
Let me keep talking. Let me get Solanke.
Watkins has touched more than 10 goals this season.
Bro, I think. Listen, I like I like Solanke to Tottenham. It's just more of like him staying on the pitch more than anything.
Seven goals for Tottenham. 20 games. 20 games out of 20. So he's missed 9 games.
Are you able to check Watkins as
well? 7 goals.
Fick. Yeah, because he ain't even touched 10 goals.
I mean, he could probably get to that by the end of the season, but, 100. You know, it's not great.
Watkins is on 13 goals.
Come on, man. No brainer. Striker. You need someone to score goals.
29 games as well. Been available for all the games.
Oh, then he scored 13.
So, yeah, Iron Man. I mean, he's been available. He hasn't been injured.
Yeah, he seems like a sturdy, man. Like, he looks after himself.
You understand?
Of football as well. Like, I make sure I get my rest and recovery and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Watkins not being in the squad was a different eyebrow raiser, as you said.
Also, shout out to Marcus Rashford. Yeah, mm-hmm. upturning form.
I'm happy, you know, that he got a cool out still.
The weight is lifted off his shoulders. Upturning form. He's at Aston Villa. He's making things happen. He's jugging and he's back in the England team, man. Ooh, I think he should stay away from Man United.
Yeah, I think he should. It's toxic there, man.
Whether he goes back to Aston Villa or whether he goes somewhere else, I don't think he should go back to Man United. I think that love story is done.
I think there was a time frame where he could have went, but I don't think he can go now. I was going to say PSG. But I don't think he could.
I don't think
he could go now, though.
There was a lot of talk about that in the press about PSG, but yeah, I'm not too sure if that one's got legs to it solidly enough. But yeah, guys, listen. The 21st, the 24th of March, make sure that you're watching England versus Albania, England versus Latvia. I will be there. I will be watching.
I might even go to Latvia, you know. I might need to actually, like, physically
go to Wembley.
No. Go to the country, Latvia. just to see where it's like.
Hear it, man. But yeah, I'll be there. Like I said, I'm a co-host of a podcast. I have an obligation to watch these games and divulge all of the information as I see it.
Walking into the stadium.
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, I need to get... Listen, if someone wants to get me a ticket, man, I'll roll, fam. Wembley, fam. Calm. I'll get the bus home.
Other thing as well that I think is worth mentioning.
Go on.
The fact that Ben White... It's fine to play for England again.
Ben White has declared himself.
Everyone knows.
Trust me.
Everyone knows that he was not feeling a manager, man.
Like, bro. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we've seen it at all levels. We've seen it at the top pro level. Man. We've seen it in non-league. There are just certain managers.
I'm available still.
Trust me. It's certain managers, certain non-league managers, certain assistant managers that you just don't F's with.
Yeah, for real.
You just don't F's with them. And they don't F with you.
Yeah, they don't.
And it's very personal.
It happens in basketball, but basketball's tough. That man will trade you.
Trust. Unless you're LeBron, where you're powerful enough to be like, yo, we can get you out of here. Man, staying here. This is my team, for real. So.
That man don't like you. Okay, we'll trade you.
Trust me. Obviously, Ben White has come back for Arsenal. And he's only played a couple of games. Mm. He is looking a little bit rusty. Played against PSV and he did look a bit rusty when he played. But, you know, obviously, I believe that he's a good player still. He'll play his way back into form. And, if he can can get himself into some good form, I think he'll get back into that England setup.
That right back problem, it's a healthy problem.
Yeah, man, for real. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and Tuchel, by what I'm hearing from Tuchel, he seems like he's calm to bring him in. Include him in his plans if he's available and if he's playing well. So yeah, man.
That's going to be tough. Who would he take? I'm sure he'll take Reece James. I think he'll take probably James Walker and Ben White if everyone was.
Trent is about as well, though, isn't it? It's a lot of right backs, man. So,
but then
yeah.
They're bringing extra fullbacks.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I mean, obviously,
yeah,
Ben.
That right back, that's a nice headache, though.
Ben White, obviously, is one of them ones, a little bit like Kyle Walker, that could maybe play inside. So, yeah, maybe that might work in his favour. But, yeah, like we said about Arteta having healthy headaches, for Thomas Tuchel, at right back anyways, healthy headaches to have. Shout out Morgan Rodgers as well. I think Morgan Rodgers is going to cook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Foden, you're very lucky that you got your call-up because you've been stinking up the gaff. Jesus Christi, you've been stinking up the gaff, my boy. You're lucky. Yeah. You're lucky you got enough credit in the bank. And you're lucky, look, you're still a baller. You're still a baller, Foden, but you're not showing it. You're taking a piss.
England are going to be in trouble very soon.
Liven up.
Harry Kane retires, I don't know who's going to step up.
Bellingham, up top. Havertz ting.
Nah, what's his name? He's got a little brother, no? He plays up front, don't he?
Nah,
Ujobi. Yeah. Nah, he's like Bellingham. He's like an attacking midfielder. He's like Bellingham still.
I thought he was a striker. Oh.
Nah. I don't know who, he's a midfielder still.
I can't see who can step up. I don't know who will step up.
Watkins is all pushing 30. Yeah. Solanke's not far off 30. We're going to need to rise a new superstar, fam.
Tony, how old is Tony?
Tony's about our age as well. Like, it's peak.
Delap's English, isn't he?
Yeah, he's young. Yeah. He's a youngster. That might be one for the future. Yeah, that might
Broski, be. He's going back to the championship. He has to bake.
You understand?
We'll see.
Unless he gets grabbed by a Premier League team, but we shall see, we'll man. See.
He has to bake for a minute, though.
Hey, but the era of the Germans, Thomas Tuchel has begun, and we will be there this week. We'll be talking about it this weekend, man. We'll be previewing England, Latvia next weekend. But yeah, man, Premier League isn't going to bake off for a little bit. It's internationals. Everybody go do what you have to do. You got your Friday, you got your Saturday night free. Go out, do your thing. Do you get me?
I actually think I might actually go to Wembley that Friday
I want to see if I can shout someone for a ticket. I want to be inside.
If I can get a ticket,
Wembley
like
way
that,
is cool and that you can chat to fans and that, but yeah,
things, you know what I'm saying?
Trust me, man. But yes sir, 100, I think this is 152, 153, something like that. Jeez. We're in the 150s anyway, man. Bench podcast from myself, Charles, from Jengi, from T. Yo. We are out of here, over and out.
14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.